Here I am on the phone with Mark Volpe, Managing Director of the Boston Symphony, a great hero to me, and this is going to be the last time we speak. Oh, no, this year, because you're taking the volleyball and going back to Boston. Camp is over.
The good news is we're coming back next summer, and next summer we'll be celebrating Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday, culminating in a massive TV show that will be seen throughout the world, so we'll be taking the Berkshires not just through the PBS network, but through Europe and Asia and all of that with in celebration of one of the most iconic figures in the Berkshires, Leonard Bernstein.
That's wonderful. It's just
100th birthday. He won't be there physically, but I'm sure he'll be there in spirit.
He'll know. So, Mark Volpe, what's coming up in the last waning days?
Well, we had Sting Tuesday and did a fantastic show. His first, he's worked with the Pops in Boston. He did a PBS pledge show with him, but ultimately had not ever been to Tanglewood and was certainly understood the history and the significance and did a great show. And as I was just sharing earlier with you offline, he dedicated his last song, Fragile, to everyone in Houston. I know how the good work you and your team are doing as we speak for those so unfortunate folks. And then, of course, Friday, we have the Avett Brothers, and all very well sold. And then The Who obviously had their historic concert back in the 70s, and so Pete Townsend is bringing Quadrophenia to Tanglewood on Saturday night. And then Sunday, we say goodbye with a concert with Melissa Etheridge and the Boston Pops. So, and then we start preparing us for Tanglewood next summer. In fact, we've already started some preparations and very excited and building a few buildings. Won't be quite ready for next summer, but hopefully they'll be enclosed so we will have not too much disruption during our Tanglewood season next summer. But a lot going on, a lot big investment in the Berkshires, big investment in Tanglewood, and we're spending $30+ million building four buildings that hopefully will once again transform Tanglewood for the better for us, but also more importantly the better for the broader community.
Not to politicize this, but Mark, if in fact there's rumors that Trump wants to take the charitable deduction away, which helps people to give, after all they can deduct it from their taxes, would this be a catastrophe?
I think for the Commonwealth, I mean, I don't know of a state that has a larger concentration of not-for-profits and not the whole medical infrastructure of Boston and beyond. Certainly the colleges and universities spread throughout the Commonwealth, not to mention, some of the most important cultural institutions in the United States. I'm sitting, on one of them in Tanglewood. I think it would be a fundamental shift in a way that would probably devastate, people would, I would suspect, still give, but ultimately, not to the extent. I mean, the tax code, we see so much activity we see activity here, July selling tickets. I'm trying to text my daughter and talk to you at the same time. not a wise step on my part, but
I get it. I've always understood the rule to be, if your wife calls, no matter where you are, you take the call.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. No, the daughter I'm putting off trying to tell her that I'm doing an interview on live radio, but I'm driving. I'm staying at her apartment in New York, and so she's calling to tell me the bathroom isn't clean. I have a feeling. anyway, enough on that. November, December, we see huge infusions of gifts, and people do their tax year planning and try to figure out what causes have made a difference in their lives, and certainly we always hope Tanglewood and Boston Symphony are one of them, but hopefully they have many others they support. And listen, that the whole American system of supporting education, medical research, social services, public radio, public television, culture in general, orchestras, museums, is predicated on providing some kind of incentive to support, because the government doesn't do it. You go to Europe, the $100 million subsidies for these big culture institutions, and education is for many almost free, and medical coverage is free in the single payer systems of Europe, and yet the great research still is done, obviously everywhere, but I think a preponderance of it is done in the United States, and obviously certainly inspired by charitable giving.
Mark Volpe, we do love you, truly, and I know that you don't believe me because you're a cynic, but I do.
I'm not a cynic.
And I so appreciate what you've done for all
of us. Well, Oscar Wilde's definition of a cynic knows the price of everything and the value of nothing, so I hope I'm not a cynic.
you are the best, and you have brought us a priceless gift in Tanglewood and in the Boston Symphony, and your continued leadership of this whole effort is mind-boggling. It's just awe-inspiring. I know how hard you work. Have you folded up your mattress yet, leaving camp?
No. We got a few more shows, and I'm running to New York for a day for meetings, and then I'm back here, and then only downside of the Boston Symphony, you know, and I'm very privileged to have this position, is other orchestras, you know, the Met Opera is dark for 3-4 months, you know, look at the sports teams. They all have off seasons, you know,
yeah.
Whether it's baseball, hockey.
No off season for you.
Basketball. We don't have an off season. We go right from one season to the next. So whether it's, you know, Pop Symphony, of course, and Tanglewood, our favorite season of all.